Well, I certainly hope you've learned your lesson. It has been 3 days since this ugly display. I didn't think your body would decompose that fast, considering how cold it is down here. Oh god, I didn't even think of that. You must be freezing. Here, let's get those chains off of you. You've been so brave for me, and you took your punishment so well. Most people I know would have choked on their own vomit at the smell of a dead body, but you endured. I'm so proud of you. Now, let's get you all warmed up and out of those clothes. No offense, and this is not your fault in the slightest, but you do smell like a corpse, little bird. And well, we can't have that now, can we? Alright, let's get you upstairs and cleaned up. We still have the better part of the day we can spend together. I've actually been wanting to go back to that lake where you and I first met. I think that would be a lovely spot for us to have a picnic, don't you think? There we are. Little bird, are you all right? Well, I suppose it was foolish of me to think that you would be perfectly fine after that entire ordeal. If you don't want to talk about it right now, that's perfectly fine. I won't force you to, but if you want to talk about it later, about how you felt, or if you had any questions, anything at all, don't hesitate to say something, alright? I want to know what's going on in that cute little head of yours, and unfortunately, I don't have telepathic capabilities. To be honest, things would be a whole lot easier if I did. Alright, well, just stay here for me, okay? I'm going to go fix up your bath. I took the liberty of going back to your house and getting all of your bath and shower products, as I didn't know what your preferences were when it